I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man. A familiar voice. A pillar of this community. The best singer on this show. One of the elite call screeners in these here United States of America. We welcome back into the fold the Hatchet Man, David Hull.
How you doing there, Michael? It's so good to be back.
David, I have to be honest. You came to us at just the right time.
Why'd you say that?
I was approaching either verbally assaulting or physically assaulting Roberto. So I want to welcome you back into the fold.
I just figured I should come back. You know, baseball was supposed to be here. So you know what? I show up. That's what happens.
That's right. You are the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you again for coming in, man. So, look, we've got a lot to talk about, and I want to start today with, I think, something that's on a lot of people's minds. Now, Sully's at the other end of the spectrum. Sully is a lonely man. So lonely. But David is the married father of two, soon to be three. Now, hey, listen, you got the family of four with number five on the way. I can't imagine this situation. I don't claim to. But, David, I wanted to appeal to the listeners before we go down the road of football and fixing sports problems and talking about an NBA player and his girlfriend. We have a new pick of the day, which happened while you were gone. We'll be doing that later. And if the White House gets around to a press briefing, we'll attempt to carry it, only to be sitting here with our schwanzes in our hand because they're always 30 to 45 minutes late. I digress. I want to talk to the listeners. We are approaching 2 weeks of work at home. And if you're working at home and you got kids, you got a wife, if your wife is expecting, have you had it yet? Or are you thriving? Now, I can tell you, I had a call with management today. And it was funny because they were asking about, are there any challenges? I'm like, challenge? Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm never coming back. I don't want to see any of you any longer. I'm staying home. I'm not surviving. I'm thriving. This is the happiest I've been at work. It's because I'm not at work. So I'm good, but it's different. I don't have kids. Sully's not good because he's alone and he's very fragile. But David, you, my friend, you are in rarefied air, an expecting wife, two young children at home, no sports to watch, so Lord knows what you're doing. I wanted to wellness check on you to begin the program and then kind of see where the listeners are at to see if they're identifying with what you are or are not going through. 248-539-9797. David, I want the status report.
Well, there's only so much you can do at home, okay? So the first week was fine. You go through schoolwork. They get sent to them. That's wonderful.
But now that doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count because you kind of have a routine. But then the second week is you get tired of the routine and the kids get tired of the routine. So every day around the same time begins the yelling and the screaming and the kids fighting with each other and going at it because guess what? You can't go outside. Not because you don't want to go outside, but because we live in Michigan and it's still been 30, 40 degrees outside and you don't and you really can't go outside and enjoy it. So you're stuck inside. And yes, it's a hassle. It's a struggle when you're listening to crying and screaming every day around 2 o'clock and it doesn't stop until around 8 o'clock when they go to bed. Yeah, that's hard, man. That's tough. And that's why I'm back. That's honestly one of the reasons why I'm fine being back, because I get a break. I can breathe again. I can take me a 4, 5 hour, 6 hour break away from home, and I'm good. I'm sure everyone's dealing with this.
Listen, that's what I want to find it out. I really want to know what people are up against. I mean, Sully, it's different. Like, I'm programmed different than Sully. The solitude, it's great for me.
I mean, I find stuff to do. I'm just so Mike, just bored.
No. Time out. People, can I give you a direct quote from Sully? And this is nothing dirty or salacious or anything, but Sully reached out to me last night. And Mike, you said something. And it was like when I'm watching the Michigan Humane Society and they've got the Sarah McLachlan music and the dogs in the cages. I felt horrible. I felt bad about myself. I felt bad about the situation. You went, Mike, I was so bored, I checked my work email.
I was sitting on my desktop, yeah.
Right. I'm like, Mike, how did we get to this low place?
Dude, you can't even hang out with it. I mean, I find stuff to do. I've been doing stuff. I've been, educating myself with various things online and whatnot, and I don't say that in a salacious way, whether it's stocks or day trading or a bunch of stuff I've been doing. But yeah, I'm just sitting around, my house. No friends can come over. Girlfriend's not over. I'm just finding stuff to do. I told you I opened up my DMs to everyone on social media because I need people to talk to and respond
to. Worst idea in history.
So I find stuff to do, but yeah, I'm just sitting around, man. It sucks. Like, I'm just ready for this. I mean, there's much serious stuff going on, but I'm just so ready for stuff to be back to normal.
248-539-9797. If you're on this spectrum where you're at, like, now we can view this two ways. I mean, to me, I think you grade this out. I want to think about the positives and be, look, scale a 1 to 10. A 1 being, I must get out of this house. I'm not productive. I'm getting annoyed. I'm reading studies where people are talking about the mental anguish, the psychological anguish that this could be causing. It's talking about how there could be more divorces from this. There's talk about how there's more fighting because of this. That's like a 1. Now, if you're a 5, you're not happy, but you're not dying to get out. There's no grave cost. You're surviving. You're not thriving. Now, if you're at a 9 or a 10, we're going to need to hear why. Now, I've told you why. I don't like my office or most people in it. I don't have a need for most people. I like to come to work, do my job, do a damn good job at it, and go home. I don't like being bothered by people who aren't essential to the things I need to do. I hate my office. I don't like the drive. There's no privacy there. It's a dumb open office concept. I don't like it there. So automatically, I'm thriving. Because I've cut that cancer out of my day. I'm home. I'm exactly where I want to be. Now, do I miss my guys? Yeah, except for Roberto some days. But, like, I miss seeing David and Mikey and, yes, Roberto. But outside of that, oh, no. Life's gotten better. Now, the inconveniences of not being able to leave the house all the time and do everything you want to do all the time, I don't know. I haven't felt like I'm missing out on that much. I haven't felt like, oh my God, I can't do this. Without sports, I never realized how much time I actually spent consuming sports. I have so much time. I'm catching up on TV shows people have haunted me about. I'm able to watch movies consistently with my wife. I'm able to cook dinner every night because I love to cook. Having time is necessary. And when I want the peace and quiet and the solitude, I've got it. Now, would I like the weather to warm up a little bit, be able to go for a walk a little easier without a jacket, etc.? Maybe just sit in the backyard staring at the sky. Yeah, that'd be nice, but it's coming. I'm a level 9 or 10. I am, as far as a worldwide pandemic, as far as crisis in our nation, but the work at home, the issue of it, I'm thriving. Like, I'd like to believe I'm a solid 9. You can always be better, but I'm going to put myself at a 9. I think David is probably at a 5. Sully, I'm worried about. Now, I'm not putting Sully at a 1, but the kid's at a 2. If you're checking your work email, not because you need to, but because you're bored, you're slotted in at a 2.
Yeah, easily 2. I mean, I'm literally buying paint right now just so I can paint a few rooms in my house just because I need something to do.
People, help this man. 248-539-9797. Let's get involved. I want to do a wellness check on the audience. I want to hear from the people. 2 weeks into working from home, David's got the 2 kids and a pregnant wife. Sully's the solo bachelor. I'm married with no kids, and I'm a bit of an introvert off the air anyways. Like, I like to just be home. I'm loving this. And I spoke to management this morning. I'm like, look, I'm not coming back. You need to figure out a way that at least on a part-time basis, I'm going to be working from home in the future when this is over. I don't want to see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.